Support for this program comes from Jazz on the Tube, the Internet's largest collection of free streamable classic jazz videos. From Miles Davis to Louis Armstrong, from Thelonious Monk to Duke Ellington, you'll find it all on jazzonthetube.com. Start your free subscription today.
Hi, and welcome to Jazz Talk, a Jazz on the Tube podcast. My name is Ken McCarthy, and this is where we talk with people who are doing important work that supports and illuminates the music we love. The writers, the scholars, the educators, the filmmakers, the producers, and more.
So today we're talking with one of my favorite people, and he's one of my favorite people because he's doing something so great for jazz. The Jazz Cruise, everybody should be familiar with. If you're not, definitely look it up. You know, I was thinking about it before the call. This is literally one of the great institutions of jazz of the latter 20th century and the early 21st century. You know, we've had all kinds of jazz has appeared in all kinds of different formats and different places and different venues, and it's been an ever shifting kaleidoscope. And you know, back in the 20s and the teens, you had New Orleans, you know, rocking and rolling, and you had places like Kansas City and really cities all over America with huge music, live music districts. Then, you know, things changed and that kind of petered out. Then we had the birth of jazz festivals, which was a great thing. So jazz is always moving. It's always alive, but it's always moving. And one of the great places to experience jazz is the Jazz Cruise. And this is something that Michael Lazaroff has been operating for many years. He's taking on the banner originally raised by his mom, Anita Bayery, another great jazz lover. And just to give a quick background for people that don't know, it is a wonderful cruise experience where you're out there on the ocean and the sea, hearing music all day and all night, multiple venues going simultaneously. It's like the greatest jazz party you can imagine. I like to call it a floating jazz city. Now we're in a temporary different period of time, and you have to wonder, well, how are they going to adapt? They can't take their boats out, so what are they going to do? So this is a group that is dedicated to bringing jazz to the people, and so they obviously are not taking a break on that. They're continuously innovating. So, Michael, with that as an introduction, tell us about the latest innovation Jazz Cruise is working on right now.
Ken, thank you, and thank you for the introduction, and thank you for the opportunity to share this with your huge audience. You do an amazing job, and very admirable, and we thank you for it. We have a lot of talented people in our group, a lot of creative people. We have a lot of really good technical people, and they've been itching to do something. And so we started looking at streaming, and we have watched a lot of streaming shows, and there are a lot of streaming shows. Some of them are very, very good. Some of them obviously are a less production level. We thought, could we find a way to do a streaming show that was a high-end, when I say high-end, that's in terms of the production level, and could we attract really terrific performers? And so we spent some time working on a program, and we found a place in San Diego that is a studio that's amazing. They've got seven cameras. They have an LED wall. They are set up for this. And then we started talking to artists, and we were very, very fortunate that Marcus Miller is willing to host it. We have an amazing Saturday night band. That is what we're calling it, because the event is called Saturday Night with Marcus Miller and Friends. And then we started looking for, you know, special guests, and the first person we called was a George Benson, never thinking that he would be okay. And sure enough, he was okay. And then we got Joey DeFrancesco, and that's our first show is a George and Joey and our fantastic band. It's a 90-minute show. It's going to be on Saturday, October 10th.
Okay.
It begins at 9 o'clock Eastern time, but you have 36 hours from that time to watch the show. You just have to go online Saturday night with MarcusMiller.com, and you'll see the easy way to sign up. You can see it on any kind of device, and it's going to be a high-end production. Our guys have really worked out very cool. We're going to have some comedy. Alonzo Bowden, who is our favorite comic, will be there. We're going to have questions and answers. But we're going to have a ton of music, and that's the most important thing. And we have our second show is going to be the following Saturday night, and we got Gregory Porter. He was our second call, and he said yes. So we have the amazing Gregory Porter, and we're going to be fashioning a show around him. And we're working on a complete straight-ahead show. Shelley Berg and a Jeff Hamilton and a Kurt Elling are putting together a show for us, along with John Pizzarelli. So that'll be really straight down the line for the Jazz Cruise fans. And we're going to keep doing these every Saturday night for as long as we think we can. And it is a lot of fun. We're not trying to make any money here. We're going to pay the artists, and that's about it, and not us. But we want to keep the music out there. We want to keep in touch with our fans. And we just miss doing things like this. They're all going to be in the studio. So for that moment, it's going to be the return of live music, albeit on a smaller scale than we're used to. That's our program.
And tell us again, Michael, where people can sign up so that they're on the list. Should they go to thejazzcruise.com, make sure they're on your email list?
They can do that for sure, and there'll be a link to the streaming, or you can go directly to the streaming, which is Saturday night with MarcusMiller.com. Saturday night with MarcusMiller.com.
We'll put all those links below as well. But it's Marcus with a C, right?
Yes, MarcusMiller, Marcus Miller.
I want to encourage people to sign up for the jazzcruise.com mailing list for a couple of reasons. Number one, Michael puts out a really good newsletter, and it's a nice break in the week when that thing arrived, and it's just fun to read. He's obviously deeply immersed in the jazz world and loves the jazz world and has a lot of interesting things to say about what's going on. So that's a good thing. I want to say this, too. I've only been on one jazz cruise in my life, and I have to say it was a highlight of my jazz life. I mean, it was almost so amazing. I can sometimes wonder, did that really happen? Was I dreaming? If you're a serious hardcore jazz fan, and you want to experience something really unique, definitely, we all have bucket lists. I would definitely put that in your bucket list. If you're a hardcore jazz fan, because there is, I love jazz festivals and there's a lot of good ones, but you're not going to get this level of concentration and intensity and variety in any place that I know of. I mean, we can't go back in time to 52nd Street or Kansas City or Storyville. We those places are gone. But you can get on one of these ships and just immerse yourselves in jazz. So that's one reason to be on thejazzcruise.com. But then also Michael sends out notices that reminding you about these live streams. And for sure, the original live streams, and believe me, I know, because I think we actually had the largest directory of jazz live streams on the internet. We immediately started collecting them and annotating them, just like we've done with the classic jazz videos. We never in our worst imaginings imagined that this was going to go on as long as it has. I was just worried about musicians losing the spring season. So anyway, we immediately started assembling stuff. And I can testify that there is a wide variety of technical skills being displayed on the presentation side of the music. But you know what? You know, everything's got to start primitive. And I'm excited that the Jazz Cruise is doing this because it's going to help everybody by showing us what's possible, right? We didn't know what was possible with jazz in a certain way until Charlie Parker came along, right? He took something that was already great and put a new twist on it, and everybody suddenly had to up their game. So I see that's what the jazzcruise.com live streams are going to be. It's going to show us what's possible, because when it comes to presentation and dealing with the tech and the sound, and I'm sure the lighting is going to, you know, certainly be great as well, you can't climb higher up the tree than the technical staff at the jazzcruise.com. The sound is crazy good. It's like you hear things you didn't even realize you could hear. You told an interesting story. Wasn't it about Pat Metheny?
Pat Metheny.
Tell that story. Yeah.
He was a special guest on one of our cruises, meaning he came on, did some shows, and then left. He didn't stay that night. And I was standing off stage with a David Sanborn. Those guys are very good friends, evidently. And all three of us are from Missouri. So we had that in common. And Pat came off stage and was very glad to see David Sanborn and say hello. And he said something to me, which I tell everybody. And that is, he said, had I known that the sound would be like this, I would have sailed the whole week. Because that is a concern that these guys have, is that, you know, it isn't going to be good. But our guys, they're terrific. On the ship, we hang speakers from the top of the auditorium. We actually have a company called Chicago Fly House or something like that. They come in days before and they actually hang things from the ceiling so that we can have perfect sound. And it really, you know, if you will look at the lineup, we have some pretty sensitive guys. We have some artists that, you know, they've heard every note. They know what it's supposed to sound like, so we have to make sure that it does. But I love the Jazz Cruise, and what I love almost as much as the music is the idea of being with 2,000 people who are real, real jazz fans, who are just enjoying it. And jazz people, I don't know whether it is that jazz makes a people nice to be around, or a nice people like jazz. I'm not sure which comes first. But it is the most inclusive, understanding, lovely group of people you can imagine. And it actually mirrors jazz. I always tell people the bandstand is the ultimate a democratic platform. All you have to do to be on there is to be able to play. Nothing else matters. But and that's what life's all about. You come on that bandstand, and if you have something to say, and you believe it, and you feel it, and it sounds right, you're going to be accepted. You're going to be honored. You're going to get a solo. And that's just such a cool analogy to life, okay? They don't ask you how tall you are. They don't ask you what color you are. They don't ask you what your religion is. They don't ask you what your educational background is. They say, can you play that instrument? That's it. And I love it for that purpose, for that reason.
Yeah, I think this is something that we as jazz fans can be proud of. I'm pretty sure that in America, at least, the first breaking down of the color wall professionally wasn't professional sports. It was music, and it was specifically jazz. So, you know, yeah, I think you're right, and I actually think, you know, maybe I'm biased because I'm an audience member, but I think the musicians we look up to the musicians, and we should. But I really think it's, at the end of the day, it's an equal partnership between the audience and the musicians. They bring their special, you know, technical ability, experience, knowledge, musical wisdom, all those things. But we bring the ears, and we're as much needed as the music. So anybody that puts together big audiences of jazz fans, puts great musicians in front of great audiences, is doing something really, really significant for the music and to keep the music going. And I'm amazed that you swung for the fences with the very first show, and you got the great Pittsburgh native George Benson.
Yep.
I can't wait. That's going to be incredible. And that was, he was your first
Let
choice.
Let me tell you one George Benson story, which I love.
Please.
Love to tell people, and that is George has been a guest on our Smooth Jazz Cruise a couple of times. And I know that real jazz fans sometimes look disparagingly upon smooth jazz, but there are some very good musicians there. The music is different. It is produced differently, but there's some very, very talented guys, and there are some people that kind of go both ways with that. And obviously, George Benson is someone who, in you know, today's world, is probably known more for his vocals, and some of his chops, jazz chops, are not as well known. So I'm sitting in the audience watching George, and it was the first time that, you know, George was on the cruise, and obviously the guests are going crazy, and George does about about 3 minute, you know, guitar bit. I mean, he's just beating that guitar, and this guy next to me turns to his buddy and says, "Gosh, I didn't know that George Benson can really play guitar." And I looked at the guy, and I didn't say anything. But he said it again. I said, "The man's an NEA jazz master, jazz guitarist." Okay? Before he sang any of these songs, he was playing with the top jazz people in the world. And the guy says, "Well, he should tell us that." I said, "No, you should know that." And that's how sometimes I get a little frustrated with some of our smooth guys, only because it didn't begin with smooth. It began much earlier in the world of real jazz. And anyway, that's my favorite story.
You know, the jazz world is so vast and so huge, it's very possible to miss stuff. But yes, anybody that doesn't realize what a master of the guitar George Benson is, you're in for a nice surprise. Just, you can YouTube some stuff. But even more important, be on live October 10th at 9 p.m. Eastern. You can get there by going to Saturday Night. And then, of course, my handwriting is so bad.
Saturday Night with Marcus Miller.com.
Great. Saturday Night with Marcus
with
Miller.
MarcusMiller.com.
Saturday Night with Marcus Miller.
Yes, .com. Yeah,
okay, that's gotcha. .com. Saturday Night with MarcusMiller.com. That's just the first show, and there's going to be a show every Saturday night for the duration. And you can also, and I strongly recommend that you subscribe to thejazzcruise.com. This is, again, this is a great, great, great institution of historical importance in the jazz world, and it's good to be plugged into them. And who knows, someday you might be on one of those cruises, and I strongly recommend it. And let jazz fans know, you know, like I said, the jazz world is enormous, and somehow I wasn't really even aware of the jazz cruise until a couple of years ago myself. I don't know how I missed it, but, you know, the world's a big place. One of my favorite sayings, and this came from a famous physicist, is that time is nature's way of making sure everything doesn't happen all at once. In other words, you just can't, even a physicist said it, right? So don't feel bad that you didn't know. Now you know. And I'm telling you that thejazzcruise.com is an institution that you want to be following always. And for now, one of the ways you're going to see their brilliance in presentation, their dedication, their deep, heartfelt love. Because, you know, love is action, right? I mean, let's cut to the chase. You know, you can say love all you want. Where's the action? You know? And if love is action, the Jazz Cruise is jazz action. Jazz Active is at a very high level. So mark your calendar. Coming up soon, Saturday, October 10th, 9 p.m. Eastern. Obviously, log on earlier so that so you're prepared. Saturday night with MarcusMiller.com. And then before you do that, or whatever order you choose, sign up for also the JazzCruise.com. We've been talking with Michael Lazaroff about our favorite subject, which is presenting jazz beautifully. And Michael, we'll see you around.
Absolutely. We sail on the Jazz Cruise in 474 days, not that we're counting. And when you sail, you're going to see Ken McCarthy, because he's going to be there as my favorite guest. So we look forward to that as well. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to make the trip for that one, because that'll be a happy day for the world. Okay. Great to talk with you, Michael. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you did, please share it. That's how we grow. And remember to subscribe to jazzonthetube.com, the internet's largest collection of free, streamable, classic jazz videos. We'll be right back.